I've never been here before. Have you been here? I don't think Govinda Maharaj has been here either. Maybe. Very beautiful. This is Chandra Sarovara. And Jamuna used to flow here. Jamuna flowed all around. And it flowed by here. And this is a place of spring rasa dance. And regularly Krishna would come here with gopis. The name of the village, I forget what the name of the town is, nearby town is here. Different, these are Vallabha saints. And they had one Surdas who used to live here. Anyway, when you go at Govardhan, then you go at the Mukachila. You saw the Mukachila? So Mukachila is where Balaram's crown fell off. That's at the bottom of the hill on this side. And then on the top of the hill is where Doka Dauji is. And the little temple. Doka means that he's stooping down, he's bending down. Because Balaram and the cowherd boys, or Balaram was herding cows on Govardhan Hill, and he sat down. And then when he sat down, then at least Govardhan Hill was higher because it's there. Then from there, he could see Krishna and the gopis dancing here. So in order to see better underneath the trees, so he bent down, and that's when his mukut, that's when his crown fell off. There are different, it's called Chandra Sarovara, because, and that must have been during the daytime when that was happening. And Chandra Sarovara, because on one occasion the rasa dance was going on in such a beautiful way, Krishna and the gopis dancing, that the moon stopped in the sky, and it actually, Chandra, the moon god, came down to see. So therefore they say that the moon fell down here. And on similar occasion, another occasion, there was rasa dance going here, and Krishna disappeared. He left. He left the gopis, Srimati Radharani included, just to play a trick on them. And then that's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he was walking along the road, and then further along the road, but not straight, but this way, parallel to Giriraj, was Paita, or Peta. And Krishna went there, and the gopis were following in the direction. They could follow from the scent of his body, and intuitively they knew where to go. And when Krishna saw that they were coming, then he hid in the kunj. and he disguised himself as Narayan. He manifested another two arms. And when the gopis came, then they just saw, oh, here's Lord Narayan. And they asked him, where did you see Krishna? And Krishna, and Lord Narayan, he just pointed, told him, you'd go that way. When Srimati Radharani came, then Krishna wasn't able to actually maintain these other two arms. So it's not exactly Narayan form. It's Krishna with two other arms. So Narayan form means that he doesn't have Krishna's sweetness, he doesn't play the flute, he doesn't have Krishna's pastimes and so on. But Krishna with four arms means he has all those things, but there's just an extra two arms. But Krishna couldn't hold that disguise when Srimati Radharani came. And then that's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Rupa Goswami writes about that also. And then on another occasion, and that may have happened in a different appearance of Krishna, at a different day of Brahma. Krishna was having rasa dance all through Vrindavan, and which means that they were coming from Varshana and Nandagram over this way, stopping, resting, dancing, walking, and going through different places. And here, Chandra Sarovara was one place that they also stopped. A very beautiful place. Most places were like this 30 years ago. Not so many people, in relatively good condition. Even there, someone's actually cleaning out all these little plants, eating up the lake. And I'm sure there's someone here who would tell us, I can't. Do you remember any of the other things that were there in Chandra Sarovara? I remember about that Sur Das. Huh?
I said the only thing I remembered was about the moon.
Yeah. Anyway, let's chant Gayatri, and then we can meditate on pastimes here. Then we can do parikrama all the way around. And then we can talk a little, and then we can walk back. Parrots, many parrots, still nice trees. Hare Krishna.